The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? So we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. Can you hear me now? Sorry about earlier, early morning. Last Thursday, the staff here at Holy Family, we had an Advent retreat. And Father Jim Clark gave us the retreat, and one thing that stuck with me, and he said, "Have you seen a picture of Christ laughing or happy?" Because most of the time, but the picture that we see is Christ who is suffering, bloody, and a lot of bruises and everything. So, goofy as I am, I went online and I started to make a research, and I found this. And let's see. Looking at this picture, I felt, my first reaction was, "Oh boy, I never seen that picture before." Remembered there was a movie, The Passion of the Christ, when this character started smiling and people were reacted, "No, that's not Jesus." But with this picture, the creativity of the artist helped me to think that Jesus is human. We tend to forget, or I tend to forget, that Jesus is God, but yet also human. For us, we smile. I don't know how often we smile. I want you to reflect on this, since because it's the Gaudete Sunday. Rejoice in Christ. And I made more research about it. What does it mean to rejoice with the Lord? And most of the time I experience, I come to church, instead of being happy, I leave more sad. And what does that mean? Because we are full of sadness and sorrow that we experience in life. But Christ, especially this Sunday, this Advent, is to help us to reflect what is being joyful means. And then I made some research. And then I found Henry Nouwen, the great theologian of this century. It says, "Rejoice or joy is an experience of knowing that you are unconditionally loved." Basically saying, you know that we know that you are loved. But the question is, do we believe it? As parents, we know that we love our children unconditionally. But do we believe that we can do this? And as children, grandkids or godchildren, do we believe that we are unconditionally loved by those people around us? And that is the question we ask every single day. And then I think about this all the time. What is the difference between happy and joyful? Father Dennis asked me all the time in the rectory, "Are you happy today, Marlon?" And said, "Yes." And I said to him, "Father Dennis, what makes you happy?" And he said, "Bread pudding makes me happy." A real Englishman, Irishman. And that's what I think. I'm going to ask you the same question, simple. What makes you happy? It's very subtle. It's the outside that makes us happy. Your car, your house. But what makes you joyful is a very difficult question to ask or to answer. Because you know what? I learned this. I arrived on this. What makes us joyful, or who makes us joyful, is the people around us. Whether we like it or not, these people drive us crazy, it's okay. And those people gives us joy in life every single day, besides bread pudding. And that's actually what I am trying to say here. And with a gospel reading, John the Baptist, who is the focus of the gospel reading today, it's only in the Gospel of John that we heard today that he was not given a title. He was only named as John. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, he's always John the Baptist. But for John, the Gospel of John, John the Baptist is only John. And I think it gives us something to think about. Who we are is not what we do. Who you are inside gives you the anchor to believe that you are a joyful person. John the Baptist in our reading is very comfortable saying, "I am John. I am the one preparing the way of the Lord. I need to step back so that Jesus shine." Step back and let other people shine. And I think for Christians like us, every single day we strive to shine, not just what we do, but for others to shine, and we're good at it. And lastly, there is a definition that struck me about joy, and it says in here, from a theologian, it says, Christian joy is a good feeling produced by the Holy Spirit, causes us to see the beauty of Christ in the Word and in His works. What we're getting here, joy is a feeling. You can't help it just to feel it. It just arrives to you. You can't control it. And I think this Gaudete Sunday, if we're outside, everything is busy. Everyone is going everywhere. I think for us to come here to pray together, just to stop, even for an hour, to think about what makes us joyful or who makes us joyful, is an experience itself to know Christ, to be with Christ, especially the people that you loved. I'm going to challenge you this. When you leave this church, don't think about what makes you happy. Think about who gives you joy and share that joy to other people, especially those people who doesn't know God, who doesn't feel God. Joy, we can cultivate it. And then the altar servers behind me, they said to me, "Father, give us a shout out at your homily." When you feel sad and you don't know where you're going, you're stuck, look for children. They are the most joyful people that you'll meet in your life. As adults, leave that childlike in your heart, because you will see God in times of darkness and sadness. Gaudete Sunday is like a little Christmas. Feel that. Don't think about it, just feel it. Just like what we heard in the description of Christian joy, because the Holy Spirit will guide us through to Christmas, who celebrates next week. Happy Gaudete Sunday, and be joyful because we are blessed. Have a good Sunday.